Welcome to Invest the Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Chad, alongside my wife, Sherry.
Hey, guys. Hope everyone is doing fabulous this evening, this morning, wherever you are, what time it is. Just glad you're here.
Absolutely. Hope everyone had an amazing Thanksgiving. It is November the 27th, 2022. For those of you that do celebrate Thanksgiving anyways, we hope that you guys had a great time with your family and spent some much-needed time, got away and disconnected from the reality of the craziness that goes on in this world. And that's something we've done. And I told Sherry today, I was like, man, we got to do a podcast. And we've got so much stuff to talk about. So this is like our phase two before Christmas. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of good stuff coming for you guys in this next series. Yeah. Tomorrow night, we have an amazing podcast coming tomorrow night, November 28th. We're going to talk about crypto, the FTX crash, the dollar, and we're going to be talking about, this is probably one of the biggest threats to society around the world, and complete tyranny is what we're going to talk about tomorrow night. And there's one thing we know about New World Order, the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, is, you know, that there's a few things they have to be able to control you. Number one is money, right? Money is number one. If you do not control the people's money, you cannot control the people. Number two, food. If you cannot control the food, you cannot control the people. And information. If you cannot control the information, you cannot control the people. But the number one is money. And tomorrow night, we're going to talk about that. We're going to discuss what you guys can do to be able to safeguard what you have. Because we were talking about this the other day. We deposited a check in the bank, right? Mm-hmm. And we were like, man, you know, at any given time, this bank or the collapse of the banking system, which is very close.
Yes.
There's a reason why the United States is spending billions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars without no remorse whatsoever.
And
they
no
don't
backing,
care because they
no,
know.
Yeah, and no backing the money either.
No, there's no backing in the money. And they know that they don't give a damn because this is faith-based money now. It never, I guess there was a time when money was actually backed by gold. There isn't now. And so this is just one of the things it's a huge podcast tomorrow night, guys. Make sure you tune in.
Yeah, but it is scary thinking about, you have your money in savings accounts and checking accounts. But listen, if the bank goes down, your money goes down.
Yeah,
you're done.
Yeah, you're done.
So that is scary because we were like sitting in the bank line. He's like, you know, what happens if this bank just goes bankrupt?
Yeah, which we talk about that often.
Everything.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and we actually had a podcast, guys. If you want to find it, you can go back and look. It's about the U.S. dollar, the value of the dollar, what's happening with the dollar. We also talked about crypto. We had a guest on that podcast, and it's something you guys should go listen to because it's going to set up tomorrow night's podcast. Tomorrow night's podcast, I believe, is possibly probably one of our most important podcasts we've ever done in our life. I think that what we have to share and also the solution we have can really save a lot of people's asses. It's going to ensure that whatever you have now that you can invest or put somewhere to where, you know, one of the things we always talk about is like, okay, not everyone has the opportunity to buy houses or buy land or whatever the case may be. And so many people have asked us, well, what can we do? Like, what are some of the things that basic people, just people that have, you know, are living paycheck to paycheck, can do to be able to survive and be able to make sure that whatever we do have is going to be protected. And we're basic people, you know what I'm saying?
Actually, we are.
Yeah.
Actually, like, really, we are.
No, what do you mean, we are?
Actually, we're normal people. Like, yeah. We worry about those things, and we do live, you know, pretty much paycheck to paycheck. Mm-hmm. You know, we live just like everyone
else
does.
And that's the thing. There was something that Grant Cardone said that he said, you know, no matter how much money you think is enough, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that's also a lot of times because of we don't know what to do with money. We don't know how to protect ourselves. And this is very important with the New World Order stuff that's coming around. And we're going to talk a little bit about it. We talked about the, you know, we've talked in the past about the Canadian trucker rally that when they locked down everything. And
they locked down their accounts.
They locked down their accounts. They took their crypto that was in wallets that were, you know, organized wallets like Coinbase and some of these other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's these companies came along, and I believe that the companies came along for a reason. I believe these companies like Coinbase and all of these companies said, hey, Like, we understand crypto is a little confusing, so let's make it very easy for you. We saw what happened with Robinhood. You know, when Robinhood, the trading platform, which made trading extremely easy for people, we saw what happened when traders, aka Wall Street Bets, got smart about it and they shorted companies. And what it did was it made these massive hedge funds lose millions and millions of dollars.
With GameStop.
Yeah, it was almost like all of this Wall Street Bets group, they got together and they did what basically the hedge funds do
exactly
professionally.
Yes.
But they did it themselves. And when that happened, Robinhood said, oh, hell no, we can't let this happen because hedge funds are why we're here.
Yeah, and I think even the government was like, oh, no, you can't do that. That's illegal. You can't do that. But hedge funds can do it, but you can't do it as individuals.
That's the way it is. It's rules for thee, but not for me, right?
Exactly.
And so we have a great podcast coming tomorrow night, guys. So make sure that you guys are here bright and early or late. It depends on where you're listening. That podcast will be at 7 p.m. tomorrow, I believe, live. So check us out. Also, just briefly, before we get into the China COVID lockdowns again, and we're going to talk about why this is very important. This podcast is extremely important. We've talked about New World Order. We've talked about COVID tons of times. We've talked about the lockdowns. We've talked about tyranny. We've talked about all this stuff. Great Reset, New World Order.
All goes together.
It does.
It's this giant spider web that all goes together. They all fit.
It is. And so the reason why, you know, a lot of people may think, well, why is this China lockdown important? Well, it is very important because if any of you guys know, in our past episodes, we have talked about that how close and close-knit China is with the New World Order. Mm-hmm. We also know for a 100% fact, one of the reasons why Trump backed out of the World Health Organization was because most of the people on the board at the World Health Organization was Chinese. And so China largely controls the World Health Organization. And so when COVID came around, and then the World Health Organization was the one that was given the rules alongside the World Economic Forum and the New World Order. And I say the New World Order, just whenever I say NWO, New World Order, just always think about World Economic Forum, World Health Organization. Those are all connected. And then you've got the little subsidiaries of the New World Order now, which is like CDC, which is Centers for Disease Control. And they're using public health to be able to infiltrate and control because that's what it does. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I think is a flaw, and I know this sounds crazy, it's not even really with the Constitution, but they kind of amended the Constitution later on was, and that's another thing. We should never have to amend the Constitution. But one of the flaws in the Constitution is that, you know, some of the constitutional protections that you may think typically constitutionally are protected, some of the things that were amended was to say that in the event of public health, that we can do certain things that may seem like they're going against the Constitution of the United States, right? Your
rights.
Constitutional rights as people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the amendment in itself is unconstitutional, number one. And number two, it is just their way of using public health to control. Now, Russia just came out actually recently and said that, and I don't necessarily disagree with this. I'm not siding with Russia, but I'm saying Russia, there was an article today I read, and Russia, the government came out, and not just Russia, actually, I think there were a couple other countries that said the United States and their bio labs, which they call them bioweapons labs, mm-hmm. which I also believe is what it is. I think they're not testing to see. I don't think the United States and Fauci and all of these people were testing viruses because just in case this virus happened to transmit from a bat or whatever to a person.
Gang of function.
No, this is, well, it is gang of function, but it is a bio lab, or it's a bioweapon.
It's how can we spread these diseases to humans?
And make it,
that is.
And make it a weapon.
Yeah, it's a weapon.
And then, you know, obviously they have whole other groups to say, okay, well, you figure that out and we're going to figure out how we can use this to our advantage, right? But, you know, it's not the United States necessarily that's doing it. It's the people that are funded by the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum. This is the New World Order. The way of the future is the New World Order. And so we're seeing it in China. But anyways, we're about to get into all that.
But before we get into that, I just want to give a shout out to South Africa.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. Yeah, someone actually messaged us like, hey, guys, well, you do have fans in South Africa. Or you do have people listen.
Or we have, you have family in South Africa. So, yeah. Hey, family.
Yeah, South Africa. Yeah, because he was like, he's like, yeah. And I actually have heard a couple other people say, hey, you guys, we've had other people actually reach out from South Africa. So we want to mention South Africa. We always mention the UK and Canada.
Hey,
and everybody,
South Africa. Hope you're doing great. Glad you're here.
But anyways, before we get into the meat of this topic, we do want to mention that we are on Rumble. We are just seeing kind of how things go there. We've done a couple things. A lot of people that like to listen, they like to listen. They don't like to watch necessarily. Mm-hmm. And so, but we are going to maintain our Rumble home. We're going to post things from there periodically. Obviously, we have investigateearthpodcast.com. That's our articles. If you want to go read some articles, all of our episodes are on there. Everything's there. Truth World Order is our members-only site, which we're, towards the end of the year, and especially the first year, we're going to ramp that up. And really, I think a lot of our video content is going to be geared more for Truth World Order, our members-only content. I think that's probably the best served for us to devote our time to whatever. And we really want you guys to be able to see our life, be inside of our life. Interact with you on a more personal level than we can here, just you listening to us. And so any of you that are interested, truthworldorder.com is our website. And then, of course, our social medias, we're active on Twitter and we're active on Facebook. Facebook hasn't completely banned us yet. If you want to reach out to us directly and personally, reach out on Facebook or Twitter, whichever one you want. You can follow us on either.
Or both.
Yeah, but we're very active on Facebook. Anytime we do an update or we have a new episode coming out or we're about to go live, you will find it on Facebook before anywhere. So go to Facebook and go to Twitter and follow us there. And I think that's all we got to say. So anyways, podcast over.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Hopefully to God, we don't sound like robots. Yeah, we've done a couple of episodes.
Well, not robots, but the last time we were like chipmunks, I think. Like Alvin
the
chipmunk.
Yeah, it was chipmunks.
So, right. So somebody tell us if we sound like chipmunks, like let us know.
Yeah. Hopefully,
We don't.
So so let's get into this. So we really just kind of had a crash course on a lot of things for the first 15 minutes on some of the things we've talked about in the past about New World Order. Some of the things we've talked about COVID. Guys, if you go look up on Spotify or wherever, we're probably one of the number one results for COVID-19, especially if you type in conspiracy or type in vaccine stuff or any of that stuff, we are probably the number one result.
And guess what? We were right way back then. 2 years ago, we were talking about this stuff. And now, finally, they're coming out in the real media that, oh, wait a minute.
There is hard information.
Yeah,
there is studies coming out there saying
this is really
that.
True and... it's not a conspiracy after all. Oh, I wonder why.
Yeah.
Thank God they're finally coming to their senses and figuring out this shit 2 years later.
Well, and I think part of that is because I think there's probably something big about to break. I think they cannot hold the doors any longer from the mass amount of information that is just exploding from the seams. You know, I mean, it's just like a zombie movie. And so the truth is the zombies that is like by the thousands. Mm-hmm. And there's a few people on the inside trying to hold back these doors.
Exactly.
And this is not going to last very long because the truth is going to come out. And they're right now what they're trying to do, mainstream media, is they're trying to backpedal a little bit just so they make people forget that they were completely wrong this entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And were a major reason why a lot of people died.
Yeah. And meanwhile, these companies that were coming out with vaccinations, they're even coming up with their own data that goes against their vaccinations.
Pfizer and Moderna. Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Like, I guess they have to publish their data.
But they try to hide it. And here's the thing. The media has done a great job of hiding that. And I think that's why they're, you know, having to do what they have to do. But there's a lot of very keen people out there and groups and organizations that are reading through and going through this hidden data, you know, from these studies that they have to publish or do whatever, and they are publicizing it or they're getting it to the media. And then, of course, you know, there are some changes taking effect in some of the mainstream media, but anyways, that's for another podcast. So let's talk about these anti-lockdown protests that has spread in China. And, I mean, there's a lot of angry Chinese people right now, and it's
very
all
angry
over China's zero COVID strategy. So people opposed to China's stringent COVID restrictions have protested in cities across the country in the biggest wave of civil disobedience on the mainland since Xi Jinping assumed power a decade ago. Protests triggered by a deadly apartment fire in the far west of the country last week took place on Sunday in cities including Shanghai, Beijing, Chengdu, Wuhan, and Guangzhou. According to footage shared on social media, in defiance of a series of heavy-handed arrests of demonstrators on Saturday night. In the early hours of Monday in Beijing, two groups of protesters totaling at least 1,000 people were gathered along the Chinese capital's Third Ring Road near Lingam River, refusing to disperse. In an unusually bold act that appeared to indicate the level of people's desperation, a crowd in Shanghai late on Saturday night called for the removal of the Communist Party and Xi during a standoff with the police, chanting, "Communist Party, step down Xi Jinping." Step down. Chinese people usually refrain from criticizing the party and its leaders in public of fear of, you know, because they're afraid they're going to die, go to prison or whatever.
Because it is a communist party. Yeah. But these people are protesting because this apartment fire, they're so locked down with COVID and won't let people out at all. They made these people basically burn to death in their apartments. They were not allowed to go out during this fire.
Yeah.
Which is like inhumane completely. So I would be protesting too, but I would be afraid because you know this type of party, this China party, they'll just kill anyone in the street. They don't care.
Yeah, and by the way, when we're talking about lockdowns and we're talking about, you know, there's a literal and figurative lockdown.
Yeah, they're
the people in Chinese are locking them in. They're not allowed to leave or do anything outside of their place.
Like they're literally locking them with chains and bolts.
And
like
some of
they
these
cannot
places are,
come
yeah.
out.
Yeah, and so there were residents who were locked inside following the lockdowns, which have lasted more than 100 days right now.
Since August.
And so right now, officials have reported 10 deaths in that fire. But there are citizens that are saying there are at least 40 who died in this fire. And this was just one of the results of the lockdowns. The protests are a rare display in China. I mean, typically, they're a very compliant group of people who know that crackdowns on dissent have intensified over the past decade. And as the Wall Street Journal notes, having protests over the same issue break out in multiple Chinese cities is almost unheard of outside of nationalist outpourings such as the anti-Japanese protests. So this is something that you don't typically see in China. You do not see, and not only do you not see protests in China, there are Chinese people going to media and saying this on camera because they are sick of it. They don't care about the reprisals or they don't care about the possibility of the consequences of what they may occur because of them saying it live on
exactly. And you think about that, they have no life right now. They are completely locked down in their homes, their apartments. They cannot come out. They're bolted in. It's almost like not even being a human. It's being an animal locked in a cage for months. Yeah. It's just not right. And, you know, there's got to be a time where people just are fed up and it's worth challenging their own life to say, I'm not doing this anymore. Screw you. I don't want you to be part of my government anymore. Step down. And, you know, that's really scary for Chinese people to do towards their president. You even see when they were doing their last major news conference or whatever it was, and the former president was, do you know what I'm talking about? The former president was walked out, you know, in arms because they're showing the power of this guy. I don't even know his name, but I know what he looks
just
like.
President Xi. Just
yes, President Xi. They did that on purpose to show his power, saying he is it, he's staying, and there is no other person as more powerful than him. And these Chinese people are people from China are like,
Sorry.
They're done.
Yeah. Well, and so, you know, to understand, China obviously is a communist party. It is a China dictated one president now. There will never be another election. This is something that, you know, President Xi and he's this country is basically like North Korea. It will now be handed down and so on and so forth. There will not be another election. This will not happen. You know, even in Russia, you look at Russia. Russia is very similar. But look, the New World Order has a grasp of this country. They have a grasp of China for sure. They have a grasp of many of these large nations. I mean, and two in particular, I believe, are China and the United States. Now, although a lot of people don't understand that China and the United States seem so different or seem mm-hmm. like the fierce competitors that they are. And they are, you know, especially in terms of their economy and in terms of trade and all of this stuff.
Right.
But in also the reality is that now with the United States, the administration the United States has, which is this Democrat-led administration with a puppet for a president and basically a puppet for an entire administration that they have. And I'm talking about everyone across the board. You're talking about Biden, Kamala Harris. That's why you never see these people hardly. Or you do see them, but they just talk about whatever they're trying to read on this teleprompter because they are 100% not in control of anything that's going on in the United States. Everything that's going on in the United States is completely funded and paid for by the World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
A large part of that is the COVID stuff and yeah. Pfizer and Moderna and all the big pharma and then mm-hmm. so many other ones. What were you saying?
Well, I was going to have to say that would be one contrast between the two nations is President Xi is definitely in charge over there. He is in charge.
He knows
what he's doing. I don't know. I think that he probably has people backing him but compared to the United States, our administration has no power. I know he has power compared to ours, is what I guess I'm saying.
He does have power, but, you know, let's keep this in mind. There was let me see what the best way I can put this is. I'll put it this way. So here, football, especially in this county that we lived in, right? We have a high school football team that was national champions. They were number two ranked in the nation.
Yeah. They've been like big teams. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been multi-time state champions. They've won state champions year after year after year. And part of this is due to the fact that it's not necessarily that this particular county or whatever has all the talent of everywhere in the state and the nation. What it is because the way the system works here in South Carolina for this particular county and their dominance in football over the years has been because, you know, in part, coaching is one thing. But a mm-hmm. large part of it was the system that these kids got into when they were in peewee football, right? And mm-hmm. and it was a very – these kids, when they were 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, 10 years old, were learning the system of what this high school play calling system was when they were 7, 8, 9 years old, even in peewee league, right? And mm-hmm. so it's like they developed this when they went to high school, they knew the system and they could just all they did for throughout their entire football career from age 6 to age 15, 16, 17, mm-hmm. all they had to do was perfect the system, right? And so that's why this team was so good at what they did. Now, if you look at World Economic Forum and the New World Order, well, there's what's called the Young Leaders, which is what the World Economic Forum it's basically where they bring these guys in, and they bring them in at a young age. I mean, you're talking about Justin Trudeau and so many of these leaders that are locked down leaders, mm-hmm. Australia. Mm-hmm. There are so many very important governing officials around the world that have went to this Young Leaders Conference. They would always go to this stuff. But what it was really was just brainwashing these people to be a part of the New World Order because It was almost like selling your soul to Satan. You know, they would bring these leaders on, prominent people, whoever it may be, early on. They would bring these guys on, and as they brought them on, they would develop them into, or brainwash them, I guess you could say, into this one world mindset. And then, so it just so happens to be that all of these people that attended this young, and I don't know the exact name, you guys, most of you will know, but you'll just look up Justin Trudeau, Young Leaders, whatever, World Economic Forum, you'll see. But there's so many leaders around the world that are, especially if you look at the countries that had the most lockdowns and they are pro-New World Order, pro-One World Government, it's pretty obvious. Look at these people and look at the, and then also just look at how high in leadership they are. You know, so look at also how long ago they went to this leaders conference, mm-hmm. A part of the World Economic Forum, right? And so it was almost like these people went to this and they said, well, look, you do this long enough and you understand our process and what we want, and we will ensure that you become the leader of your country, right? Because we need people like you to move along our agenda, which is the one world government, right? So you got people like Trudeau. Trudeau's the best example. And there are so many others. There's people in Australia. There are leaders in Europe
in
that
Canada,
are doing this as
even
well.
Even Canada too.
That's what I said. Trudeau.
Oh, sorry. Dang. Sorry. I meant. Never mind.
Anyways.
But I was going to ask you. Well, Biden is not a young leader. So how did he get into this thing?
No, but there are people in the Biden administration that went to the same conference and the same leadership roles. There are people in the FBI. There are people in the CIA now that hold leadership roles that are that had went to these conferences as well. Which is part of the reason, a major part of the reason the CIA and FBI are so corrupt now, you know. And so what it basically means is that New World Order and the World Economic Forum, they don't just go to these meetings in Davos, Switzerland to talk about how they're going to make the world better, because they don't. They go to figure out how they're going to make the world more controllable. And they also, and along with this, they bring in the biggest influencing companies in the world, which are the big tech companies. They bring in the people that reach the most people and can control the most information. And that's why you see so many of the mass, these mega Silicon Valley, which is, you know, California, all of the companies, Apple, Google,
Facebook,
Samsung, which makes the Samsung phones and Android,
the phones,
because these
Apple.
Are well, no, because that's a huge part of this. A lot of people don't think about what their phone is a major,
because we were talking about that the other day. But really, you think about it, Apple phones, for example, you go to the Apple store. Well, all they have to do is say, we're not going to put that on the Apple store anymore. You can't get to that app anymore.
Now you have zero control. So now this is a very interesting thing, and I don't want to get off the China lockdowns, because we're talking about this, and we're going to talk about why the China lockdowns mean something. But I do want to mention this. So someone had mentioned on Twitter the other day, because, you know, ever since Elon Musk has bought Twitter, there's just been this huge thing about, Elon Musk is free speech is awful, and there was a list of companies that have, you know, basically blacklisted Twitter, because now Twitter gives free speech. But someone pretty big had tagged Elon in a tweet and said, "Hey Elon, so Apple is talking about, or threatening, not just Apple but Google, they're threatening to potentially take off Twitter from the app stores. You know, what's going to happen then? Are you going to have to make your own phone?" And Elon said, "Well, I hope it doesn't come to that, but if it does, I will make my own phone."
I love him.
So
that's great.
And look, here's the thing.
Listen, I would buy his phone too.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. And so would most people. Because, look, we don't understand how controlled we are right now in so many ways. But the biggest way that many people don't think about is our cell phones, right? I mean, the two major phones are Samsung or... I mean, you either have Galaxy.
Yeah,
you either have Galaxy or you have Apple, right? And those are the two operating systems. You have the Google Play Store, which is owned by Google, or you have the App Store from iPhone.
Right.
Or Apple.
And there is a Google phone out too that does, like, amazing pictures.
Which would be
pictures.
The absolute worst thing to do.
But they're just getting you with the amazing pictures.
but listen, the reason why they're pushing Google Phone is very similarly to why they're pushing Apple. Google wants to become Apple because Apple, for example, on an Apple phone, say Twitter was deleted from the App Store. Well, with an iPhone, you can't go to, say, Twitter.com if Elon put on the app that you can download on your phone. On iPhone, you cannot do that because it's only licensed apps, and they only allow what apps App Store has in its market for you to download. So iPhone users would be completely out of an option. Galaxy phones, as of right now, at least, are able to download APKs, which is like you could go to Twitter.com and download it, but it would still be tough. But the reality is this is a situation to where everything is controlled in a centralized center of the web, I guess you can say, is a New World Order, which is the World Economic Forum, and they control everything down the road. You think about all of the people that come to this meeting in Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum. You think about these people. These are the head of Apple, the head of Samsung, and the head of Google, the head of YouTube, where all the information and what everybody uses, these people meet to figure out how we're going to further control and gain more control over the people. So the China lockdown is absolutely no different. We've said before in other podcasts that China has been a testbed for the World Economic Forum and the New World Order. It's not hard to see why. You look at the World Health Organization. You look at what the World Health Organization did during COVID. Now, listen, we've been on, you know, we've done the lab leak thing. We've done many episodes on that. And I will say at the least or most, I don't know how you want to take this. There's no question it was a lab leak, right? And there's also no question that in the United States, as a United States citizen here, that when we think about, say, if you guys live in the United States, which a lot of you do, but even if you don't, our media is controlled very similarly to how China's media is controlled, like state-run media, same way that Russia's media is controlled, same way North Korea's media is controlled. And it's extremely hard to find alternative information other than the narrative, right? And so when COVID first happened, there was two sides of this in the United States. There was the side of, well, it's China, but we can't say China, and we can't call it a China virus. And, you know, we got to be politically correct. And no, it didn't come from a lab. We promise it came from bats. This was the left. This was the Democrats on the side, mm-hmm. which is, by the way, the ones that are New World Order controlled, mm-hmm. saying, no. This is bats. There's no way it's a lab leak. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, right? And then you had the right. You had the Republicans. You had Trump. You had all of those people saying, well, it's freaking pretty obvious now that shit's coming out. And, you know, let's look at the reality of things. Well, it looks like it's a reality that this did come from a lab, at the very least. And then, as Republicans and the right, or libertarians, which can't stand the government, right, and don't give a damn about either side, predominantly, as those people started researching and started, you know, first, even the libertarians, even the anti-government, even the people, the power of the people, right? Mm-hmm. Even they were like, okay, well, this is China virus, right? Obviously, I mean, it came from a lab. And Trump's saying it's China virus, so it was definitely a China virus. But then as all this shit started coming about, you know, about Fauci and the United States involvement and DARPA, which is a military, basically, DARPA is like a military organization that if there is going to be an organization involved in biolabs or bioweapons or chemical weapons, DARPA is the group, right? This mm-hmm. is like the sinister group you would see on a movie or television show, a deep, dark, hidden military or government organization that do the most effed up things that you could probably think to, you know. And I'm sure that DARPA and groups like this have been responsible for probably millions of very horrific deaths around the world, whether it be from chemical or biological or whatever the case may be, even gases or stuff like that, to where people just died and had horrific deaths. I mean, this is shit we got to talk about, but it's the truth. But you had these groups like this, and then so these libertarians and these people that just weren't either necessarily on the left or right started thinking, well, damn, I mean, China did blame the United States at the very mm-hmm. beginning, which, mm-hmm. of course, the United States was like, oh, hell no. Are you kidding me? No, it's freaking China. They released this from labs and all this. And then you start to find out information about Fauci's involvement with the actual virus, mm-hmm. which supposedly came from Wuhan, right?
Yeah, but it actually
they were the
came
one that
from...
was doing the gang of function in yeah. the United States
North
to begin
Carolina.
With.
Yeah.
North Carolina, Texas, and yes. now Boston's creating something even worse, which is Omicron/other variants, 80% mortality, right? And then you have Russia just recently coming out and saying, you know, and a few other countries saying United States is literally a great threat with the bioweapons that they are creating and screwing with. And like, and you know, we have to look at this realistically.
Yeah, and it seems like we're collaborating with the World Health Organization and China in this matter.
Well, we're not collaborating with China. No, we're not collaborating with China. That's the thing.
But then how did they get our stuff to China?
Well, according to China, I mean, that wasn't a whole other thing. According to China, it was brought during the military games.
Yeah.
From the United States.
That's when they said it first started spreading. China said that. About ours.
Yeah. So, you know, one of the interesting things that we got to think about here, too, is that, and just this is just talking a little bit for a second about this. If China was the ones, and this is what confuses me, right? I mean, I've went back and forth about, like, Is this China that actually released this? And I mean, is this where it came from? Wuhan? Is that what we're all believing? And maybe it is. And look, it's at least Wuhan lab, right? Or whatever.
Well,
there is a slim possibility that this was a United States operation for whatever reason, right?
That they just spread it around this lab?
Yes. Well, and it's not just a United States operation. That this was an operation that was potentially a part of the World Economic Forum, right? The New World Order. They knew that they needed control. They had to, it was a plandemic. It was something they needed. Mm-hmm. You know, we go back to who was the people that were doing these mass mock
event 201.
United States was.
Yeah.
So it was all of the United States companies
Bill
and
Gates.
CDC and the directors mm-hmm. and Fauci and all of these. Mm-hmm. These are the people doing these massive events, these simulated pandemics before the pandemic happened, almost identical to the pandemic. Right. Mm-hmm. So you could either sit here and say, as a skeptic, someone that would be like, well, look, the reason they're doing that, and I'm going to be a skeptic for a second. Well, the reason that we did that is because, you know, we had intelligence, right? That, you know, China could potentially be working on something like this. But look, that's bullshit because, number one, we 100% know that we were working on that virus, I believe, before China ever received it. I mean, we're talking about UNC lab and the Texas lab. Mm-hmm. I don't think China even had this until we were screwing with it, right?
And I guess what most people think, most normal people, is, well, the outbreak started in Wuhan, right?
Yes.
Near
lab. Which it probably did.
And this lab was dealing with these kind of things, and they were doing gang of function type things in this lab. So automatically your mind goes, oh, China is the one that released this. Now, did China do it on purpose? Did they do it on accident? We don't know. But then you get to where you're talking about, where this stuff came from America and got there somehow.
Well, look, I don't think it's somehow.
Well,
I think we got to talk about this because there's emails that have been exposed, even though mainstream media completely hid mm-hmm. that, right? Mm-hmm. I cannot remember the guy's name. God, why do I wish I could remember. But anyways, there was a special that they did. Damn it, what is his name? Why can I think of his name? But anyways, there was a special that this guy did. And if I remember, he's on Blaze TV. So some of you may know who he is. I think he's got like the maybe white hair. Oh, shit, I can't remember. But anyway, he's Blaze TV. Mm-hmm. And he did a special where he basically proved, and there were even emails between, you know, organizations and groups in the United States to Wuhan talking about, hey, we're doing this and we're going to do this and all that. But who's to say also that, you know, we also have to think about the deepness and the, I guess, the mysteriousness of the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are CIA agents walking around that you will never, ever know would be CIA agents.
Oh, yeah.
There are tourists in China right now that are CIA agents that are there on a mission. That's what they do. Their entire life is dedicated to some kind of spy slash, not even just spy, but a spy slash complete infiltration of something to make something happen, whether it be usually it's bad. But I mean, who's to say that we didn't have a Chinese spy, whoever, in a lab that released this, right? Which was what we worked on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we knew that this was going to be the thing. We blamed China. Don't know exactly the whole deal with this, but look, we say, when I say we, the United States, I don't mean we, the United States. I mean we, the New World Order. You know, because whether we know it or not, we all are a part of the New World Order now.
Exactly. The whole world is.
And it's like,
in some extent or another.
So yeah, so it's always funny when people are like, hey, I'm in South Africa, I'm in UK, I'm in Canada, I'm in New Zealand, I'm in wherever. Guess what, guys? We're in the same country because it's the New World Order now. Your country just is a name at this point. I mean, you've got a functioning government. And look, there are some countries trying to hang on. There are countries trying their ass off to hang on and stay against it. Hungary was one of them to not join the European Union. And Hungary has just been beaten to death on everything they can because, you know, they're trying to resist, but eventually they're not going to be able to.
But even South Africa resisted. They're the ones that came up with, I think, the Omicron or whatever, or there was ways to fight it. I can't remember what happened.
Yeah, there was a rumor, but I don't necessarily say rumor. I think this is actually what happened.
Yeah.
Was, from what we understand, Omicron, why it was released, was a South African scientist or a group of scientists said the only way, basically, I mean, they didn't say this in public, but there were whistleblowers that came out and said, this is what happened, guys.
This is the way we stop it.
Yeah, they were like, the only way we're going to do this is to make a weaker version of this and release it. But we need it more contagious, but we need it way weaker. And if we can do this, then it'll take over the Delta, and then we'll probably be good.
And that's where the Omicron supposedly came from.
Yeah, and I believe that. Because there was all the reliable sources I saw during that time was very reliable.
That's when it went from people being on ventilators and dying all over the world to people just kind of getting sick and staying at home and, you know, going through like the flu type symptoms that you might have with COVID.
Yeah. Someone, whether it be the South African scientist, which is very, very possible, they sabotaged the world dominance and takeover of a depopulation. They sabotage it. I mean, I would, you know, the way I look at the Omicron variant, I believe to a very high certainty, especially with the reporters and the people that were coming out with this and sources that were coming out with this and whistleblowers that were coming out with this, it was close to it. You know, I believe without a doubt that probably whoever these South African scientists, and you guys can look it up, but the South African scientist that came out with this probably saved millions of lives. And they sabotaged the global plan that they were going to continue to ramp up. Now, unfortunately, fortunately and unfortunately, but unfortunately they did that in some ways because now they're just going to make something stronger and worse because we already know they are. Boston University or whatever university it is, they're making something that to mice, to humanize the mice. And by the way, the mainstream media wants to downplay that it's 80% mortality. And they don't even talk about it. But the very, very few times they have downplayed, oh, it's mice. I mean, come on. Yeah, it's 80% mortality.
But didn't they But they put some kind of human thing in mice.
Humanized mice systems are pretty much exactly the same as people. And that's, well, number one, not besides humanized mice, mice in general typically react similarly to how a human system works. That's why mice has always been huge test beds for things. And then so scientists started playing with mice and they started humanizing mice. This was something they did with COVID. This was Glenn Beck is the guy's name. Sorry, I just remembered it. Glenn Beck had the special. And you guys, if you can go find the special, Glenn Beck COVID special, he'll lay it out all out for how all the China and the United States people did all that. And Glenn Beck in that special also talked about how they humanize mice. And it's just crazy how they do it. I mean, they take cells, aborted fetuses, do all this stuff. They do some kind of weird mad scientist shit and make this mice function and have the lungs and everything of a human.
Thus, they want to keep abortions going so that they can use these things.
Well, that's definitely one reason. Yeah, because they need fetuses to be able to further manipulate human body.
They use abortion material for a lot of other things that they probably should not be using it for.
Yeah. So you have this thing. So if the South African scientist create Omicron, which I believe wholeheartedly they did, and I believe that's true. And I don't. We've not been wrong about a lot of shit that we've called.
Mm-hmm.
Then now you're hearing about the Boston, whatever Boston University it is that has created this 80% mortality in mice, humanized mice, which is very, very, very concerning because these are the reasons why Russia and other countries are saying United States is a threat to civilization in our world. Now, look, I'm not saying that what Russia is doing is not awful either. It is. Look, we can argue that shit all day. We can argue what China's doing. There are so many screwed up governments, but that does not mean the United States government is not also screwed up. And that's one of the things. It's like, yes, I think patriotism has went so down and so far away because I think more people are realizing that it's not just China and North Korea and these bad countries.
Yeah, there are evilness.
There are evilness. There is. And that's why I believe for the United States, and I also believe for the world, and especially if you're Christian and you know God, or if you just believe in God, you know, good will always win over evil. Evil may win for a certain amount of time, but I don't believe evil is going to continue to win. I believe good will prevail at some point, right? But, you know, just like our podcast we've talked about in the past with Bree about the New World Order and the rapture, mm-hmm. and how the rapture and God and the end of times and the end of the world are all playing into all this. I mean, we can say that good will win in the end, and that would be, if you're a Christian, the rapture, right? Because the rapture is the almighty good. It is mm-hmm. the thing that you cannot defeat, no matter what.
Right. And then if you talk about our other podcasts, when we have ancient civilizations, they've, you know, probably gone through this, and it's a whole cycle of humanity.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know.
But just getting back to China real quick, you know what's odd to me is, you know, talking about all these lockdowns since August, they're not even talking about what kind of variant or anything this coronavirus is. They're
Could this
just
be
saying,
a new one? Could this be a new one?
But they don't even mention, like, it's Omicron or it's Delta or it's Beta or it's Alpha or anything.
No, it
just
says COVID.
Saying it's
and it
COVID.
Says zero. And it's funny because it says zero COVID policy. Now, one of the things I've thought about here is, like, is this something new that we just, they're calling it COVID right now, but we don't know yet? I mean, could this be the new 2019, 2020 that we just don't know yet?
It's just interesting because.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're calling it COVID. But
they
could,
call it
could
COVID,
this...
but they're not calling it like the whatever strand it is. So it's something that, you know, why aren't they calling it that?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because it could be the new something new.
Yeah.
It could be that 80% mortality that we've sent over. Or it could
and
be.
And that's why they're locking down their people. But why is it happening in China first again?
I mean, we may have a very good source over there that can release this shit when need be. I don't know. Or it could be China, right? I mean, we don't know. I don't know why China would do that to their own people. I also...
Yeah, well, I don't know why China will just kill their own people in the streets either.
True. Yeah, I mean, let's think about it. They don't give a damn about their people at all. I mean, but we have to continue to go back to the New World Order. And we believe, and we've talked about this on other podcasts, China is a testbed for the New World Order. There was quite a few articles written that there's very few inside experts and whistleblowers from the New World Order and the World Economic Forum that have come and became whistleblowers. But the few that there are, and you guys can look it up, do your research. The few that are, and we've had an episode particular on this, have said that China is the testbed for New World Order lockdown / tyranny / Great Reset mm-hmm. policies. That's the reason why China is so deep into the World Health Organization. That's why they are so deep into all of these things. And so what the New World Order does is they do these things in China to see how it is going to play out around the rest of the world before they unleash them on the rest of the world. We saw it with COVID. We saw it with all this stuff. But the thing is that China is on board with this. That's pretty obvious. And there's pieces of this puzzle we don't know right now, right? Like, who is the main players? We know the New World Order. We talk about it. We know the World Economic Forum. We talk about it. We know China's involved some way.
We know
the United States
is
as well. But what exactly are the puzzle pieces being put together right now? It's kind of like chess, right? I mean, mm-hmm. who is the one moving the pieces, right? I mean, is China... Like, for example, even COVID, how much was China involved in this? And then also, how much are we trying to put too much inference on a country's name, such as China or mm-hmm. the United States, mm-hmm. when we don't truly realize how much these countries are completely controlled? Now, for example, President Xi in China, he is now the communist leader. He will never not be, right? But is he 100% controlled by the New World Order, right? Oh, and I think, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, President Xi mm-hmm. was in that leaders conference along with Trudeau.
The young.
I'm pretty positive.
The young people.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Interesting.
And many people in his council.
But to me,
but what I'm saying is you think you see China and Xi as like this all-powerful
right,
nation.
Right, right.
But it could be just the power that is influenced by the World Economic Forum, and they have complete control over China. And right now, the United States is hard to control the United States because the United States is the land of the free, the home of the brave, all this stuff. But we're seeing, obviously, with this president and this administration, we're trying to kill everything that's patriotic in this country. The family environment is no longer... all of this stuff, like they're trying to cut up our kids and genitals and all this shit. They're trying to say that men can get pregnant. You know, they're trying to demasculate men. They're trying to they're basically trying to make it to where no one wants to join the military anymore. You know, they burn flags instead of raise them. I mean, these are the things that are now happening to the United States that I believe happened to China before they became the all-powerful country, quote-unquote, under the New World Order that they are. I don't think China is controlled by their government. I think they are 100% controlled by the New World Order.
That's very
interesting. And I think the United States is on their way to China. And that's why, if we look at everything we're doing, what you would think is in favor of China or is against the United States, it's the same shit China did to get to where they're at. They had to
start somewhere, but they've always you have had to break down. Though.
No, they have, but not like this. I mean, they go along with all the New World Order shit. They go along with all the tyranny, all the everything. They're involved heavily in World Health Organization. I just think that China is not as powerful as a country. I think these
are their leaders are not as powerful as what we think.
Yeah, they're all controlled, and I think that the country name is just a facade anymore. China is a facade. It is not China. It's the New World China, right? And it is the New World Order that has heavily influenced China.
And these people and
Canada's they're well on their way too.
And these people Trudeau's coming out there to protest against the Communist Party and the president is probably not going to do any good for them.
No.
Nothing's going to happen but them get arrested or killed or whatever. Because they really do not care about the livelihood of their people, which is very, very sad. Mm-hmm. You know, just like the way they choose for them to do what they're going to do for their life, where
they can't have so many kids.
Yeah, they only can have so many kids. They live where they tell them
they can
them
only
to
have
live.
One, I think, actually, now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's been forever, not now.
It's been a while, but yeah. I mean, it's been a while, but yeah, they've always kind of done that. But I'm just telling you, I believe that China is not the powerful country you think they are. I think they're completely led and controlled by the New World Order.
That's a very interesting thought, and I think that could be really true.
I think the leaders in China are a big part of the board of New World Order and all that shit. I mean, these are things I've looked up and researched.
I think they're still powerful according to, like, versus other countries, I would think.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, the New World Order is kind of giving China a lot of rein in the New World Order right now because they're complying and doing what the New World
Order
needs, right?
That's the big word. They're compliant with what they want them to do. And so is America is becoming compliant to their ways.
Yeah, it's like if big tech or government censors one side of the political fence. Right. And so the other side cheers the other side being censored. Guess what? You may cheer that for a while, but your ass is going to be censored next. It's all going to happen. It's not just one side. It's both. But they just want you to be on board, at least half the country to be on board with complete tyranny and censorship, which is what is happening in the United States. They at least need one half of the country on board with that. So then it's normalized. And then they can say, oh, now, by the way, you guys are controlled too. So F you. And you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so then they have all the control. And that's, you know, basically what they're, I would think, kind of what they're letting China think right now is like, look, we're helping you screw over all these other countries. But eventually, the power and influence will be too much. And they're going to have these powerful people and these leaders over the world. But look, I go back to this. You know, I do think good will win over this, but I'm just telling you guys, this China thing, the moral of this story, let me tell you the moral of this story. The moral of this story is what's happening in China is coming here and is coming to you wherever you're at. There's some reason why this zero COVID tolerance in China, supposedly, right? Zero COVID. There's a reason this has happened, and there's also a reason why these lockdowns are so fierce. There's a reason why they're doing it so hardcore. This is a test bed. This is something that is going to be unleashed around the world. Whether or not this is a new virus, I don't know. or whether or not this is just the New World Order and the leaders trying to see a new method of doing a tyranny or a lockdown, see how far you can push people, see how much people will take until they do this. These are all testing. They did this shit before. They're going to continue to do it. Now they have a world population that are doing this, but now it looks like China is starting to, they're almost doing it even worse than the first COVID.
Right.
They're trying to push even further limits.
And people are like,
yeah, and now this is why there's mass protests
over
everywhere.
So we're going to see how they handle the people, like as a whole. What are they going to do? How are they going to handle these protests? Because that all goes in line with, you know, all the simulations they used to do and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Is how they're going to handle the people uprising against this. How are they going to keep them down?
Yeah, I mean, and it's no, yeah, you're right. I mean, they're just going to, and they're also going to see how they're going to react. You know, they're going to see how we can do things better. And they're also going to see public sentiment. Like, what do people think about this? What do people think about it in around the world? How much pushback will we get from countries, you know, that, you know, are not like we are, right? That's something we saw in Beijing. I think it was Beijing, was it, or Hong Kong. Yeah, it was Hong Kong, the Hong Kong riots. And when people, they were basically genociding people. You know, this was the Chinese government as well. I mean, this was, God, I don't remember exactly when, but I think it was pre-COVID. I'm pretty sure the Hong Kong riots and all the killings and shit, I think were pre-COVID, which would make sense because that was just another test. But guys, it's gonna be very interesting to see what happens, and unfortunately,
and if this thing is gonna spread to other countries. This test bed, it's in China right now. Is it coming to us?
Yeah, I think
what's
it is,
gonna
yeah.
happen when it comes to other countries around the world?
Yeah, I mean, we had the midterms here in the United States recently, and they're still just clusterfucks. Like in Arizona, that's a complete cluster. Obviously, it looks like a lot of bullshit going on there. Who knows where else? I mean, we don't know. We don't know how advanced even the cheating or the just infiltration of our government systems are. We don't know. But we do know it's heavily infiltrated. There's no question about that. COVID ushered that in. And we're seeing it around the world. We're not just seeing it in the United States. We're seeing it around the world that countries are being taken over. What countries used to stand for and what countries used to care about are no longer. It's like, it's almost as if you're with a girlfriend or a fiance and they love you and love you, love you. And then all of a sudden the next day you wake up and they hate your guts. It's very similar. These are how countries changed overnight. It's like you loved your country and your country loved you, you felt, right? Or at least to some degree. And now all of a sudden this has changed. And now all of a sudden you don't even know this person / country anymore. And now they're just trying to screw you over, right? And that's all they're trying to do. So what the hell got into them? Well, something did, and that's called the New World Order. I'm not saying your girlfriend that left you is New World Order, but I'm saying the country that left us is the New World Order.
So, and I'm going to cheer out one more time for South Africa, because thank you, South Africa, for at least trying to stop this bull crap.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of other people that even tried to do anything like that. And I think for the most part, you were successful for downgrading the COVID variants and saving a lot of lives. So thank you, South Africa.
Absolutely. And guys, by the way, make sure you share this podcast. People need to know about this. And the only way we can get our message further is by you guys. You are our warriors, our messengers. You have to go take this little message, just send this little envelope this little bird gave you, and you got to go send it to everybody you possibly can, because the only way we will ever win or defeat or go against the New World Order in any successful way is by you guys doing your part, sharing this message. If you care and love about us or the world or your country or against evil, which is what the New World Order is, please do us a favor and share this. We can fight this together. You guys are a family. We love each and every one of you.
Absolutely.
We're going to continue to win.
Yes.
And don't worry, man. Like, we're going to be fine. Good always wins over evil. Just make sure you're good.
Make sure, because Santa's watching too.
All right, guys. We love you. Till next time. Peace out.
Love you, guys.
Feel it in my bones. I can feel it in my face. Hands in the sky. I can feel the winds of change. seen enough to make something right, make up for what I've lost. I was down, but things are looking up. I wanna get high on you, caught by surprise by you. Want you to make my heart feel as much as I know it should. I wanna get high on you, caught by surprise by you. Want you to make my heart feel as much as I know. By surprise by you, want you to make.